From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Kellogg Street in Wichita, Kansas, is a changed place. For decades, it was at the heart of the abortion debate. It's the street where Dr. George Tiller had his clinic and where he performed late abortions. Anti-abortion protesters came from across the country to picket outside the clinic. And then 3 weeks ago, Dr. Tiller was murdered. His alleged killer is in jail awaiting trial. The clinic is now closed. And as NPR's Kathy Law reports, activists on both sides of the issue are trying to figure out what's next.
There's an eerie quiet at the clinic on Kellogg Street. It's vastly different from the barricaded streets, honking horns, and chanting picketers that characterized protests here over the years. The gates are open now. The no trespassing signs are still up.
We used to come out here at 6:30 in the morning, and I'm not really an early morning person.
Judy Weldy is with the Kansas Coalition for Life. Her husband helped set up more than 150 white wooden crosses just outside the fence nearly every morning. Although the clinic is closed, they wonder how long that will last.
It's too good to believe that they're not going to continue. Been out here for a lot of years. I guess it's almost 20 years, isn't it?
Judy Weldy and her husband Dale say they'll continue to monitor what happens, but they won't be out on the street like before.
It is over for a while. We'll all get a little break from it, relief, hopefully. But here, it hadn't stopped the abortions. They're going to up to Nebraska, and they're going up to Kansas City. So we haven't stopped abortion.
It's not clear what will happen to the high-security building. Operation Rescue said they'd like to buy it. Dr. Leroy Carhart from Nebraska says he will offer third-trimester abortions in Kansas, but he hasn't said whether that will be in Wichita. Abortion rights supporters understand why Tiller's family is closing the clinic, but they, too, are worried.
This is from the funeral. This is what they handed out.
Diane Watto holds the program from Dr. Tiller's service.
It will come into my mind once again, and I'll think, it can't be. It just can't be.
Watto is in her 60s and was active in the abortion rights movement even before thousands descended upon the city in 1991 for a huge anti-abortion protest called the Summer of Mercy. At the time, three clinics in the city performed abortions. Now all of them are closed.
So much of our lives here, the lives of pro-choice people in this community, has been centered around keeping that clinic open and making sure that the antis didn't win. And it makes me so angry, and yet there's no place to put the anger.
Wichita is a city of more than 300,000 people in the heart of the Midwest. It's an aviation hub, and it's long been at the center of the abortion controversy. Wichita's mayor said Tiller's murder does not reflect the values of the community, and he says it's time to get along with the business of healing. In a suburban neighborhood not far from where Tiller was killed, Amy Torkelson serves fruit and cereal to half a dozen children.
Do you want it in the bowl with milk?
Torkelson runs a daycare in her home. She's also education director for Kansans for Life.
Our efforts really don't change that much just because George Tiller is gone.
Her group is trying to pass laws that limit abortion, and they continue to oppose late abortions.
We have a law on the books that is supposed to prevent abortions being done after viability unless there is something physically wrong with the woman. And so we're working to get those laws enforced.
Meanwhile, pro-choice groups are focusing on finding and training more doctors who will perform abortions. Julie Burkhart has been an abortion rights activist in Kansas for years.
Maybe this will allow room for other providers across the country to reevaluate and see where they can step in and fill that gap, that huge gap that's now been created.
For now, women seeking abortions in Kansas can go to clinics in the Kansas City area, about a three-hour drive from Wichita, or they will have to travel to Colorado, Nebraska, or Oklahoma. It's still an uneasy time in this city. Over the weekend, pro-life groups held prayer vigils at several sites, including Operation Rescue's headquarters, which had been a clinic.
Well, Lord, we're just praying for healing. We're praying for a restoration. We're praying for a unity to come into the land again and into the city.
But pro-choice activists say abortion opponents should not be out on the streets in Wichita now, so they held signs and stood outside Dr. Tiller's clinic in a steady rain. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.